MyBookie.com today.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. What's the buzz around the country? Well, a lot of people are worried about folks in six, seven states slammed by the tornadoes, record tornadoes, as you know, in April. And, of course, flooding, a big concern from Illinois all the way down to Louisiana, and the busting up of those levees, and what is happening far and wide as far as the Mississippi and the overflow. Scary. And what's for the greater good? Opening up the chasm of the water to pour in for fear that it would blow away and be catastrophic, some of these areas. And that's certainly rough on many people. We know. I was going to say certainly. Certainly we know, though. Without a doubt, Bin Laden has been on the tip of everybody's tongue. I don't care if it's at a ladies' luncheon, out on the golf course, businesses, truckers on the road, in the schoolyard. Everybody is talking about Bin Laden. 9-year-old nephew, actually 10, he's 10-year-old nephew. And he's elated about Bin Laden. He was born 4 months before the towers fell, born in New Jersey, an hour and a half away from ground zero. And he knew, and that's what everybody was talking about in his classroom, that Bin Laden. I said, what do you know about Bin Laden? He's a bad guy. He's the most wanted, and we cut him down, Aunt Kate. So he doesn't know all the details. He just knows we cut him down. In the effort to clear up some of the murkier points of the Bin Laden killing, new details have emerged. It seems like every day we turn the page and there's something different that's happened. I'm just going to lay it out for you and you decide if you think it's important or not. Number one, I'll tell you this. From my point of view, without a doubt, I don't care what anyone says, those SEALs were heroes. Definitely. This is what they do. They understand it. That's what they're trained to do. And they do it. But they do it so well. You don't get to be a Navy SEAL if you can't execute. And boy, did they execute. Because they're in chaotic situations. Who knows if they're going to come out. They go into the compound. And you know that story. They go in and they take out Bin Laden. But when the president released that statement to the world, not just to the U.S., to the world, 11:35 East Coast time on Sunday, one of the things that clearly he talked about is that there was a firefight. They went in, there was a firefight. Bin Laden was shot, killed. He was buried at sea. You know, all those things started to emerge. But what it turns out is there were only a few shots fired, and the guy who fired the shots was hit immediately. So were two other men. So three, boom, were down. Their pictures have been all over Reuters. You see them, and they're just in a pool of blood. And then once they went into the house, got to Bin Laden, he was shot in the chest. And you know this by now, his eye was blown out of the socket. Part of his head was blown off. And Bin Laden was pretty close to an AK-47 and a handgun. What's now being debated and thrashed about is a couple of things. One, was it legal to do that, the raid, getting him, etc.? Two, was it really a mission where they were going to take him back, or was it just flat out a takeout mission? And why were some of the details exaggerated? Was it for political gain? Isn't it interesting how the story changes as you get further away from it, deeper into the week? Like I said, no matter what, the SEALs to me are absolutely the heroes of this saga. I mean, let's face it, the helicopter goes in, one of them gets clipped and goes down when it's going into the compound. They went down one hallway, and they open a door and it was a brick wall. So who knows what that place was rigged with, if it was rigged with anything. They didn't know what they were going into. There were eyes on the compound for a couple of months from a safe house. I'll call it a safe house in that kind of sense of a word. The CIA was there and they were, you know, doing surveillance on the house. So this has been happening now for a couple of months. Imagine the secrecy, trying to pull this off, getting in and getting out, that whole thing. Because what happens if the Pakistanis are tipped off? What do they do? What do the Pakistanis know? What do the people in the neighborhood know? And we can pull apart every one of these details, but I still come back to the same conclusion. It was the right thing to do. What if they had all this information? Imagine if I go on the air and say, Bin Laden was within our grasp. Turns out he was in a compound for 5 years. Turns out we spent millions and millions and millions of dollars that we didn't know about, funneled through the Hill, going to the CIA so they could do surveillance on this compound after they got the courier and knew that Bin Laden was there. And once again, we let him slip out, and here he was in this hideout for 5 years. Ugh, disastrous. Taking Bin Laden out was the best thing that could have happened. Now, there are a lot of people in Pakistan who don't think so. They're holding rallies, burning the American flag, say that death to America, it was wrong. You know, what did you expect? There was going to be some blowback from this. A little bit of blowback. And then the Pakistani police, the secret police themselves, saying that, you know, they weren't aware of it, they didn't know, and denying, knowing that he was even there, because now it looks bad for them. So Bin Laden, you know, we come in, take Bin Laden out, and they have to explain that nobody had any clue that he was there for 5 years. But the other big thing that comes out of this is, was the killing of Bin Laden legal under international law? Eric Holder was trotted out the other day to say, yes, it was legal. He was a threat to the United States. And I think most of us believe that, other than Michael Moore, the director who probably will somehow profit on this and says that it was an assassination and it shouldn't have. What it should have been was they should have captured him, there should have been a trial, then an execution. Yeah, and good luck trying to execute that, pardon the pun, by the way. So I think that this was played out the best way it probably could have been played out. So there's a few little murky details in the fog of the battle, as now the White House is saying, in the fog of the battle. And it seemed like they dotted their I's and crossed their T's. Really, what they should have done in hindsight is just come out and have said, we got Osama bin Laden. We had surveillance on the compound for several months. Knew it was risky because what if he wasn't there? But boom, we got these Navy SEALs in. They got him out. We buried him at sea within Islamic law, wrapped in the cloth, asked Saudi Arabia if they wanted the body. Nobody would take the body, and we had to do this within 24 hours, whatever they said, would say. But just keep the details a little tighter. All right, we need to lighten the load. So coming up, we have our cheap movie review.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Do you think it is before a movie comes out about the death of Bin Laden, everything that happened with the SEALs? I say less than a year for maybe a cheap movie version and maybe 2 years for a bigger version. Speaking of big, the movie Thor is in IMAX 3D and in 3D. And this movie, they have been pumping the money out behind it because you probably have seen some of the trailers for it. Anyway, I'll give you my thoughts on it in a second, but first, here's a sneak peek at Thor.
Coming in from all around the tri-state.
Sir, we found it.
Jane, I think you want to see this. You alright?
You dare threaten me, Thor, with so puny a weapon?
What? He was freaking me out!
Where did he come from?
Name?
He said it was Thor?
For a crazy homeless person, he's pretty cut.
How'd you get inside that cloud?
Also, how could you eat an entire box of Pop-Tarts and still be this hungry?
Drink, I like them. Another!
This is going on Facebook. Smile.
Your ancestors called it magic, and you call it science. Well, I come from a place where they're one and the same.
But who are you, really?
You'll see soon enough.
God, I hope you're not crazy.
Do you swear to guard the lives of the innocent and
preserve the peace.
I swear.
I will destroy their kind.
You can't kill an entire race
and die with them.
These people are innocent. I have no plans to die today.
Your actions would unleash.
All right, Thor, to sum it all up, is a powerful warrior, but very arrogant. So he goes down to Earth to live among the mere mortals, where he learns what it takes to be a so-called true hero. A lot of famous people in this movie. Anthony Hopkins, Natalie Portman's in the movie. Also, Rene Russo's in the movie. Ray Stevenson, you'd recognize him, trust me, if you see him. Kat Dennings in the movie, directed by Kenneth Branagh. I don't know, it looks like it'd be a fun rental. However, to see it in IMAX, it could be pretty cool. I could be convinced to go to IMAX and check it out. So it's action, adventure, sci-fi, fantasy. It's an adaptation deal. I think it might be a fun one. All right, this looks like it's clever. It's the way it's written, I think, is pretty clever. Anyway, it's called Jumping the Broom, completely different from Thor. Take a listen.
Wow, where did you come from? I need to see you tonight.
I want to see you tonight, too.
Baby, can I call you right back?
I promise, God, if you get me out of this situation, I'll only share my cookies with the man I married.
Sabrina's love life was hit or miss.
Oh, my God! Sir, are you okay? I am so sorry. Oh. I could have killed you.
Until she hit him.
Sabrina, did you marry me?
Yes. The ceremony begins at 2 p.m. sharp with dinner and dancing to follow.
The Watsons are uptown.
And Jason and I would be married. Girl.
The Taylors are downtown.
Jason is getting married this weekend.
You know by now she should have come over here to meet me.
This is strike one.
Oh, don't forget about your anger management classes, Pam.
Honey, you're going to have to go get back in line. I'm going to lunch.
This summer.
Woo!
This is nice.
What you looking at?
It's August in the vineyard. I'm looking for Barack and Michelle.
Oh, God.
Black folks own this now.
And they got white people working.
They've got to learn to be.
Mom, this is Sabrina.
Oh,
you raised a wonderful man.
One big happy family.
Well, I wish I could say the same about you and your daughter. Oh, I mean, I wish I had met her earlier.
From TriStar Pictures and TVJ.
This is the broom that Mike and I jumped when we got married.
Chase and I want to start our own traditions.
It's just so ghetto.
I was going to say simple.
Right now, the grown man that I
this family thinks they're better than us.
I'll break this wedding up if I have to.
Meet the relatives.
I'm the bride's cousin.
Help me, Jesus. That boy is fine.
Join the party.
Who's your girl? You and me.
I'm a hermaphrodite.
I don't care what your religion is.
Let the bonding begin.
You need to get off your high horse, because, baby, you black.
J.B. Vincent, it's that femme de chez
moi. No, they're not trying to voulez-vous coucher avec my
heart.
She said she's going to hit you in the head with a computer. I heard that.
If it wasn't for my mother, I wouldn't be the man you want to marry.
If it wasn't for your mother, I wouldn't be questioning if you're the man I want to marry.
It takes a little truth.
You need to go get Sabrina and squash all this.
Shut up. Look at your shirt.
A touch of faith.
Every family has its secrets.
And a lot of love to make a big jump.
It's Bernie.
Oh!
Oh, my God!
I know you ain't got your private parts out around all this good food, do you?
Jumping the Broom.
It is like bold, black, and beautiful.
Directed by Salima Keel.
All right, so Angela Bassett's in this one. You got Laz Alonso, Loretta Devine, Megan Good is in it. Looks pretty funny, actually, and you've got, they told you this story, two different backgrounds, could be any family, and they're caught up in it. It's all about the whole wedding thing. Jumping the Broom. I danced with a broom one time. I don't know if I should say this on the air. It was a big tradition at a firehouse, and I had some friends that were firefighters, and that's what you do. You dance with a broom. It was kind of weird, but it was for charity, and they ended up making a lot of money on that. Anyone else ever heard of that? Dancing with the Broom? Okay, so we move from Jumping the Broom, which I think could score okay at the box office. It's got that chick flick quality. Another chick flick that should be pretty big because it has a lot of big names in it is Something Borrowed. Take a listen.
You don't happen to have, like, four extra pens, do you?
My name's Rachel. This is my best friend, Darcy.
Darcy, this is Seth.
I know. You've only been talking about him for 9 months.
Ask Rachel out on a date.
Darcy, we're just friends. Friend that asked me out. I'm going to take off.
Rachel, I just want to make sure you were okay.
Oh, yeah. That was the night I let true love slip away. Now, 6 years later...
She's having her bridal moment. You okay, Darcy?
No, I'm fine. I want to cry on the day, so I want to check my mascaras. Make sure it doesn't run.
Happy 30th! So happy it's not me yet.
She's so witty. Let's get one more drink.
You don't have to.
I want to.
Now I remember why I had such a crush on you in law school.
How come you never told me how you felt?
I'm sorry. I was just... Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
It was just a big mistake. We were both really drunk.
I wasn't that drunk.
What? You're 30. You can't afford to be picky.
Thanks, Oprah. You were obviously still so in love with me.
Honestly.
If people fell in love based on their similarities, then the two of you would be a couple.
You think I should marry Deck? Because I do love him. I do.
I think. If the roles were reversed, Darcy wouldn't even hesitate. What do you want?
I want not to want him.
Is that true? Deck, have you ever gone down a road, I mean far down, and wondered maybe if it wasn't what you want?
Why do you let her win?
Because that's what Darcy does. Darcy wins. She always has.
Rachel, you deserve to be happy.
You have to help me write my vows. Darcy, no. What the?
Wow.
Do a secret for every point.
Love that.
Rach, why don't you do this one?
Stop.
If she's not going to tell you, I will. Oh. You broke my nose.
Okay, so you get it. It's a woman who is busy, 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 and she's single. Her friend's engaged. A couple of drinks later, people start to spill the beans. Jennifer Goodwin's in it. Kate Hudson's in it. Steve Howley's in it. If you want to make your woman happy, she probably would like this movie. This is another chick flick, just like Jump the Broom. Either one of those two movies would probably suffice and put you in a good light, if you know what I mean. Stay with us here on America Tonight.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837 or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, the world questioning different aspects of Osama bin Laden's killing, including the UN's High Commissioner for Human Rights. He's saying that he wants full disclosure on the, or the accurate, she's saying she wants the accurate facts on Osama bin Laden's death. He was one of the FBI's most wanted terrorists. He killed thousands of innocent Americans. And here we are, a handful of days after the seals that were made of steel raided the compound and killed bin Laden. They want to make sure the operation was carried out legally. Give me a break. And why? And the backup to this, the High Commissioner's backup to this, is the United Nations condemns terrorism. This is a quote, but it also has basic rules of how counterterrorism activity has to be carried out, has to be carried out in compliance with international law. This is just a day, by the way, after U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder told the Senate Judiciary Committee that, okay, the raid in the compound was lawful and an act of national self-defense. I don't see how it's not self-defense. And the White House just backed that up again, saying there was no question. I'll repeat this, and I believe this. I believe this detail to be true. Bin Laden was within reach of two weapons during the attack, an AK-47 and a handgun. The Navy SEALs go in the confusion. You think that they're going to debate whether or not he's going to reach for that gun and kill them? I don't think so. I don't think this goes back on them. I don't believe it. The unfortunate part is the exaggerated details that were released in the very beginning. Because, you know, we live in a world where it's all on tape, baby. And you can go back, and I'm sure we have it, you go back a couple of days and you can hear Jay Carney saying that it was a firefight. You can hear the president's statement saying it was a firefight. But it wasn't a firefight. So now the changing story raises doubts. That's the problem. And it raises doubts on what? Whether or not they were really going to take him alive. If he had surrendered. If he had attempted to surrender. Eric Holder said there was no indication that he wanted to do that. His killing was appropriate, and now the UN's questioning it. Good timing. I'm going to the UN in a month to do a show from the UN. I'll ask questions. Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas. You have the floor.
Okay, so, firefight, first of all right? You think there was a firefight?
Not from the details they're saying now, because why would they lie? Why would the CIA come out and say, well, wait a second, let's give you some more details, because they're getting pressed every day on it. And here's the specifics. They went into the courtyard. One helicopter was clipped. You know that? That copter went down. Then there were some shots fired right in the courtyard. And once they got into the house, and then three guys were killed. Once they got into the house, got up to bin Laden, no. There wasn't any shots fired as they were going up the staircase, according to the CIA.
Yeah, you know, a firefight doesn't have to be an even fight, okay? You know, you can have 90% of the bullets going one way as mm-hmm. a firefight. And plus, we don't know who else was shooting at our troops. And we, if we do know, we may not want to tell. You know, it could have been there were some Pakistanis, you know, around that house, you know, protecting that house. Okay? These type of operations are very hectic. There was one during Vietnam where we tried to rescue American prisoners right outside Hanoi, and we ended up dropping into the camp, and it was had been evacuated, you know, a couple months before, and it was right next door, there was a whole bunch of Chinese military students, and we wiped them out. So, chaos. Just remember, it was a chaotic situation.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know,
absolutely. Tomas, you and I are playing on the same team. I agree with you. I think those SEALs were heroes. I said this the other day. I used to date a SEAL. Trust me, I know how tough they are and some of the things that go on. And the secrecy of the missions, and like you said, they're very chaotic. Because best of the best.
Yeah. Now, Kate, look, the big thing I want to say is, have you seen in the press over this last week now, it's almost over, almost every day you see pictures of hundreds of thousands of Muslims celebrating the death of Osama bin Laden. Have you seen those pictures?
Yes.
Man, well, maybe not 100,000. Have you seen pictures of, let's say, 10,000 Muslims celebrating the... I mean, I would have expected the good Muslims that we have here in Dearborn to organize a march celebrating the death of someone who has dragged their beloved religion through the mud. Would you not?
I think it would be a good thing to do, but you know what? It's just like the problem you and I agree that has existed in this country all along. Why wouldn't you have more of a blowback from Muslim Americans? Why wouldn't they say, look, this guy, like you said, we don't like the ugly links. It's not fair. And we are American and we celebrate it with you. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you're right. You didn't really hear that. You didn't see that. No.
I would have expected, you know, at least a council from CARE, you know.
Oh, CARE.
Whatever, right?
Yeah.
You know,
right.
I mean, because they care so much. I would have expected them to come out and say, thank you, America, for killing Osama bin Laden. I have not heard one Muslim. I have not heard one Muslim on talk radio. I have not seen one Muslim on Facebook
in the newspaper, not one single Muslim of all the hundreds of millions of Muslims, not one have I seen say, thank you for killing this scumbag. And that is an indictment on their entire religion. That's an indictment. This guy was by far, without a doubt, one of the worst human beings on earth, one of the worst Muslims on earth, mm-hmm. according to the good Muslims, and not a word, not a peep. And you know what? We got to see photographs of our own President JFK with his head blown off. We got to see pictures of Martin Luther King with half his jaw missing. We got to see pictures of Bobby Kennedy bleeding to death with a shotgun wound or with a gun wound in the head. And yep. These are our heroes, our presidents, and they will not let us see a picture of our enemy because, guess what? It's because we are cowards. We are cowards because we are afraid that these Muslims are going to become upset. Like, you know, Muslims are so chilled out all the time. You know, they're already.
Listen, I agree with you. I agree with you on the photo. I railed on this the other night. It was ridiculous. And so well said. You presented that much better than me. I talked about other photographs, but you're right. All the presidents we've seen. God, I live near the Sixth Floor Museum. It's crazy what you can see of Kennedy. And so, absolutely, why can't we see the photograph? And you're right. Why worried about inciting more violence?
Now you know, SEALs and military, maybe there's a reason. Okay, I'll just say, and I don't 99.999% think this is the reason, but the other 0.91 whatever left, maybe the reason is because they wrapped Osama bin Laden in bacon. And stuck pork chop up his, you know what, dumped trash into the sea, waited till there like 4,000 sharks there, and then, you know, slid them on in there. But, you know, so I could see maybe that was a little bit over the top, that the captain kind of like just slipped out and lost control of the SEALs and the Marines
right.
and the sailors and
what an image.
Orgy and everything, you know. So
yeah.
They had to cover it up. Anyway, Kate,
you're
thanks
right.
for the opportunity.
All right, thank you. Good call, Tomas. Good call. Right on the money. I agree with him. And, you know, here's the thing. And we know this, and I'll get them back on again, but we've talked over the years to many people, former CIA agents, former FBI agents, guys that are in the gig now who have told us about, you know, under assumed names. We've been able to do that a couple of times, not lately, but about some of the things that happen, some of the things that happen in the middle of chaos and all of that. And what I understand is you do have to say that there is a chance that you could incite more violence, but anything we do incites violence. That's the problem. We're always fanning those flames, aren't we? Here's what's interesting. One quick thing, and we're going to take some more phone calls, too, on the flip side here. I happened to see this. Michael Moore was on CNN. You know Michael Moore, talking about he's a Michigander. Michael Moore talked about bin Laden and said he should have suffered an execution. We should have put him on trial. They killed him not because there was a firefight or something going on, that they went there to assassinate him or execute him or whatever you want to call it, and felt like, yeah, they should have gotten him and there should have been a trial. No way. You want to talk about trying to have a trial with Osama bin Laden? I don't think so. Cold-blooded Pakistani saying it was cold-blooded? I don't think so either. What say you? 800-259-5791. Plus, we're going to take some calls. Plus, we're going to let you hear what some of the people said at Ground Zero who had a chance to spend some time with the president and talk about the death of Osama bin Laden. Stay with us.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
With the families who lost people on 9/11, a lot of firefighter families, a lot of others who worked in the building, which, by the way, they did decide on the memorial what they're going to do with all the nearly 3,000 names. Is they're going to, how are they going to put the names is what they were trying to figure out. They're going to group the names together with the people they worked with. I think that's a great idea. So, in other words, if there were people that were working at Cantor Fitzgerald or firefighters from different firehouses, they would be grouped together on the memorial because all the names will be there, and that was smart. Boy, it's been a long time coming for that memorial to finally happen. And I was there days, weeks after, and, of course, it was all about the cleanup and it was the hole in the sky, but is still, when you go there, all you hear is the bulldozers, and you still see the pit. There still is that pit there. I'll be so happy when that pit is gone, because it is like an open wound that just will not close up. And I'm sure that's how the people feel, because the cry of "we must never forget" still rings true. Osama bin Laden's gone, no matter what we decide on things that should have happened, or was it a firefight or not, or released the photograph. For all intents and purposes, the guy's gone, right? But not the hole in the center of the chest of the people walking around who had their lives very personably forever changed. Imagine being blindsided like that. Frank Siller and Tom Vendito, two guys who were down there and had a chance to chat with the president. Here's what they both had to say.
It brings back so much emotion. It brings back the fact that my sister-in-law is on her own with five beautiful children that my brother left behind. By no means is the war on terror over. But this mean person, this evil person, is no longer on this earth, and I'm very happy about that. He's here today because the person who is responsible for murdering my brother it's over. That part is over.
Yeah, that part is over. Here's the rest of that. Didn't mean to jump on him. Here's the rest of that Tom Vendito.
He also spoke very plainly about the stress that he had to endure for that 30 minutes in the Situation Room after he made the decision to go after bin Laden. He was very laid back, very friendly. He came in, he congratulated us and thanked us for our service. He greeted each one of us personally. We exchanged handshakes, salutations, and then we went inside and shared lunch together. I was really satisfied with today because it was a non-political day. Today and Sunday night as well, because we were getting asked about that, talking about Sunday night, is a victory for the United States of America. And everyone is standing together as one.
Yep, standing together as one. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Bobby.
Hello. What's going on in the background there? I hear noise. Are you?
Bobby was rattling like a magpie as usual, so I had to shut him up. Okay, to Tomas, my brother. Dittos, brother. That was a brilliant little conversation you had with Kate, and you were right on all the way. Okay, Kate, I'd like to change the subject just a little bit here. Years ago, I wrote a poem for Mother's Day, and it's been published a few times. I'd like to do it for all of our guests tonight that are listening in, and in honor of Mother's Day. It's a very special poem. Would you care to allow me to do this?
Yes, let's hear it.
Okay. But you know I'm a poet. Okay, here it goes. How do I love thee? First, let me say, I loved you with all my heart when I first felt that you were on your way. Then, with all the pain of heaven and hell, with clenched fist and fast breath, and finally a labor completed with a sigh, I heard the most beautiful thing in the world. I heard your very first cry. I heard your very first, okay. And then they gave you to me, and as you suckled at my breast, I counted your fingers and your toes, and I gazed at your angel face with your little button of a nose. And then I said to myself that my child was much prettier than all the rest. And when you took your first steps, I was there. And when you were sick or hurt, I gave you care. And as you grew, I tried to protect you from the bad and show you what was good. And with help from God above, you turned out like I knew you would. So all that's left for me to say by me is, my child, how I do love thee.
Yay, that was nice. Bravo. Well, so well done.
I'm Daniel Earl Mount Sr., and that's my poem for all of you.
Thanks, Dan.
You're more than welcome. Good night.
Yeah, and happy Mother's Day. Let's not forget that. All this conversation this week about bin Laden. Don't forget about Mother's Day. It's not too late to hurry up, run out, get a card. You know how you guys can be. I was talking to a great lady today. Her name's, she's probably not listening, but her name's Beth Moranville. And she worked with a lot of talk show hosts over the years, the great Mike Gallagher and some others. And she was telling me a funny story about something she had written as comparing men and women and Christmas shopping and how they do it, how men run out just because they're hunter-gatherers, grab the stuff, boom, boom, wrap it up, and that's it. Women think about it some more, go back, look at it. Different because we weren't the hunter-gatherers. You guys were. So if you're a guy, you're listening to me, you have mom, Make sure you don't forget. That's the key thing. It's not that you have to do something extravagant. You could go to the Waffle House, but you have to remember it. You have to remember it. Forgetting it is not acceptable, so please remember Mother's Day. And it was a day for mothers, I think, with the president in New York City. They were remembering their sons, because that's an image that, you know, you think of the widows and all the children that were born after 9/11. Horrifically, there were a lot of young, pregnant women who lost their husbands on that day. And there were also a lot of mothers who lost their sons. And they would be the ones who would really, really speak out. It was just gut-wrenching what happened days and weeks afterwards. And now here we are almost 10 years later, and finally a solid plan for the memorial and knowing what's going to happen with the names and the death of Osama bin Laden. So there was a reef and a silent prayer with the families of the victims looking on. The visit to the former site of the World Trade Center towers was President Obama's first, as president anyway, and the idea was to pay respects, meet with the first responders and family members, and try to provide what the White House said was a sense of closure, which they'll never get a sense of closure. New York won't get a sense of closure, New Jersey won't, and neither does the rest of the country, really. Anybody who lost somebody, it's just a human thing. You never, ever seal that wound up. I don't see how you do it. But I think it was a good thing to do. I think it was good to go down there, and I also think it was good that President Bush didn't go, because he's out of the limelight. He doesn't want to be in the spotlight. He made sure that everybody knew that he was appreciative of the gesture and all that other stuff, but I think it was smart that he didn't go on this day. I think it really was the focus should have been about the families, and for the most part, it really was. There were a couple photo ops, but nothing with the conversations, not as much as you usually would get with the president, and I think that's good. And the president did do one thing. He did tell the firefighters that it was the symbolic sight of the extraordinary sacrifice that was made on the terrible day 10 years ago, and said that the killing of bin Laden can't bring back the friends you lost, but it sent a message around the world and also sent a message here back home that when we say we'll never forget, we mean what we say. Remember to never forget.